So I think life can be scary for a lot of people, and I want to start off by sharing one of the scariest moments in my life, I have to believe. I was about 13 years old. It was me, my parents, my two younger siblings at the time, 6 and 1 years old. We were living out of our car because we were homeless at the time. We were trying to make an escape from Connecticut to Florida. Don't know where we were going in Florida because we had nowhere to go. We just packed our car, said we had to leave, and we were going to Florida. I think we were shooting for Orlando or Tampa because those were the only cities we knew. But we didn't have a destination really or a home or anything to go to. How we were getting there was we were driving along I-95, and my parents would stop periodically at rest areas, and they would panhandle or beg for money. We'd get enough, usually most days, to try and get something to eat. Never really enough to get any shelter, so we either slept in the car or we found a homeless shelter when we could. The main motive for getting the money really was to fuel my parents' addiction. They had an addiction to heroin. And so a typical day would be spending time asking for money. My mother was a very convincing woman. We'd get enough. Somehow my parents, I never quite understood. They were extremely talented. They knew exactly who to go out to, no matter what city it was. Guy would come over, and miraculously, they would always have heroin to offer them. But we'd drive from city to city doing this, and just one day it was pretty much like every other day. Guy comes over to the car, but he said, I don't deal in heroin, but I can get you some. And I'm like, okay, something's just not right from the get-go here. And next thing you know, a strange man's getting in the back seat of the car with me and my two sisters, and we're driving a couple blocks, and he gets out of the car, and he tells my father, just give me your money, I'll go get you your heroin. And they're like, no, wait, that doesn't work like that, we need something. He's like, well, I only have cocaine, and my parents weren't cocaine users, but they were like, we're taking it for collateral. 10-15 minutes go by, the guy doesn't come back. We were burnt. My parents were burnt. We opened up what we thought was cocaine, and it was not. It was nothing. So not only did we have no heroin, we had no money, and this obviously doesn't make anybody who has an addiction very happy. We go back to another neighborhood. I didn't know why now, because I'm like, well, we just gave this random guy our money. We don't have any money. Shouldn't we go beg for more money or do something? And they didn't. They had a different idea. They thought, well, if we got stolen from, we're going to do it right back. So they go to another neighborhood. Again, guy comes over. Yeah, I got heroin. I got good stuff. And I remember being in the back seat of the car. My father, well, he called. He tasted it. He said, yeah, it's good. And next thing I know, I hear him yelling at my mother, go, go, go. She tries starting the car. Stalls. We have a standard, of course. And she's trying to start it. She's nervous as all heck. My father's trying to fend this guy off as he realizes, the dealer realizes he's about to get ripped off. And they're fighting through the window. And I'm just watching this whole thing, trying to protect my two younger sisters who, again, are very young. They were 6 and 1 at the time. Seemed like it lasted forever. But we got away. And it had to have been, obviously, a very emotional and a scary experience. But we got away. And we got away with a lot of other scary times with, you know, homeless shelters aren't exactly the most fun place to be in when you're any age, really. But as a kid, they can be scary places. Well, we made it through. And I ended up kind of throwing myself into school. And I went to a good college. Got into medical school, still figuring out how that happened, but thankful. Still believe the name Ramirez has something to do with it. Yes. Thank you, Dad. But have gotten a pretty darn good life. You know, working for the University of Maryland, I'm married to a wonderful wife, have two wonderful children. A lot of people say, well, your parents must be extremely proud of you. And I'm sure they are. And I wish I can talk to them about it and talk to them about the times that we had, but I can't. My father never saw me become a doctor, actually. He passed away a month before I graduated medical school, contracted hepatitis C through needle sharing, was a big drinker, shot his liver, died of cirrhosis. My mother, a little bit more of a tragic story, perhaps, she had been clean for a while, gotten remarried, got herself clean, but she always told me, once an addict, always an addict. And she went to a doctor for headaches and was given narcotics. That's all it took. She was back to using heroin. And she had some pretty significant mood disorder issues. And I tried to save the day once again, like I always had when I was a young child. And I brought her up to live with me and my wife, which we were pretty much newlyweds at the time, got her clean, and that was pretty straightforward. But she had pretty significant, again, depression, migraines, insomnia, and she wouldn't let anybody doctor her. It had to be me, and I didn't want it to be me. I know that's not the right thing to do, but she wouldn't let anybody help her. It had to be me. So I tried the best I could as a young physician, and I tried to cocktail of medications, on the line of antidepressants. Didn't quite work exactly the way I expected to. One day I come home from work, from the hospital, and a man comes out of a white van, comes up to me, and he says, "Sorry to bother you, Dr. Ramirez, but I'm from the coroner's office. We found your mother dead in the backseat of her car this morning. Empty pill bottle by her side. Your name was the prescribing physician." I often get asked how, through everything, and we all have stories, but through everything that I've been through, how I have a quote-unquote successful life. So don't get me wrong, I have my problems, I have my issues, I have my own issues with depression. Life still beats me up like everybody else. And I wish I had a great, solid answer for all of you, a well-scripted plan to make everybody's pains go away in life, and I don't. But I do believe in a few key things that or thoughts that keep me going. I believe in a quote, and I don't know who originated the quote, but life is 10% what happens to you, 90% how you react to it. I do believe if we can appreciate really the fact that life is hard and life is extremely humbling, but it's also, if you think about it, one of the most beautiful gifts that we're given is the opportunity to live it and to make the mistakes and to grow from them and to learn from them. And I keep trying to tell myself every day, you know, I've had my ups and downs, but I've learned every single time from those things, and I've become better by them, and I've never given up. And by sharing my story, I hope that I can encourage people who feel those same things that I've felt in life and give them hope and inspiration and realize that they can, when they put their mind and effort and dedication to whatever their passion is in life, that they can do exactly that. Thank you.